From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
The Talk Inc has a meeting recess from the December social meeting until the management meeting on Tuesday, the 7th of February. There'll be other activities happening, though, including the January Ann Renton Memorial Ladies' Net, the Sunday morning WIA News 2-metre net, the Sunday evening North Queensland net on 3605 decibel 4 kHz and 2 metres, the Tech on the Air net on the last Tuesday of the month, plus the Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp, amongst other things. Keep your eyes glued to this dispatch and your ear glued to the news transmissions.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tark Inc. retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, that was good to hear from the Townsville Amateur Radio Club and Gavin, VK4ZZ. Now, to all the clubs, and particularly those that seem to rely on Gavin to get their happenings and news out to the folk of the north, how about you also send and record your activities for Q News? This is a standing invitation to get the news out. Can this be your special activity for 2023? Well, it has been a terrific week, but hardly one that many along the coast, and especially Mackay, would want repeated. The rainfall has been beyond most people's imagining, and the disruptions to life in the north of the state has been quite severe, with so many items not reaching the shelves of the grocery stores and supermarkets. The irony is that, in my area, an upgraded and now flood-proof section of the Bruce Highway has been officially opened during the last week, as we received the tail-end showers from the monsoon system, which has caused the damage inland and to the north. I wonder how many people are geared up to enjoy the Australia Day contest, an event that is relatively new on the Australian amateur calendar. All being equal, and if the gods of weather favour us, the conditions will remain good for all participants. For clubs, it isn't too late to organise some activities to coincide with the holiday and the contest, and for some clubs it will be the opportunity for a good social get-together to start the year off. For the parents, it has been a flurry of activity making sure that everything is ready for the start of the school year. Is that the sound of normality I hear settling over the world again? One change that happened during the last week was the reduction in the health traffic light status. Amber has gone to green. After claiming the fourth wave of the COVID pandemic has now receded and an estimated 80% of Queenslanders have already been infected by the virus, the Chief Medical Officer conceded that no one knows what the continuing progress of the changing virus will bring. Now, I only raise the matter as when I see photos of club events, I'm reminded the high membership of elderly people. We oldies are classed as being in a vulnerable group, and so it remains right that when we organise meetings and events, we should ensure safety for our club members. Barbecues are a good thing, as fresh air is the most healthy place to inhabit, and properly ventilated meeting rooms are next best. From what I'm seeing, Old Sol continues to ring the changes in the space weather with large flares and causing radio blackouts, and sunspots appearing and keeping propagation a combination of good, bad and amazing. Here's hoping Australia Day is wide open for us. And remember, all you clubs north-south and over the face of Queensland, we are waiting your reports here on Q News. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.